Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. This month, we feature the western suburb of Geneva. Enjoy their historical architecture and incredible shopping and dining. Come with us as we show you why Geneva should be your hometown.
And with us at 6:49 is the mayor of Geneva, Kevin Burns. Good morning. How you doing, Mr. Mayor?
Good morning. I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm fascinated by your political track record here. You won the election with 72% of the vote in 2005. You won re-election unopposed, and again in 2009 you ran unopposed, sworn in for a third term as mayor. How do you get rid of all your opponents, Mr. Mayor? How does that work?
Well, it's interesting. They're primarily my family members, so I have dirt on them.
Oh,
so
okay. Well. That's how it works.
That's how it works way out here in the western suburbs. A little side fact for you, Bob, if you don't mind. My daughter's great-great-grandfather was the mayor of Chicago.
You're kidding.
No, DeWitt Clinton Krugier. 1889 to 1891.
I'm not familiar with that name in Chicago history.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever head up north to the water tower, he was actually the water commissioner during the Great Fire, 1871. His name is on the water tower over there.
Down here on Michigan Avenue. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty wild, huh?
So for people who aren't familiar with Geneva, how far from downtown Chicago are you?
We are 40 miles due west. You could actually hop on the Metro West line if you'd like, or just cruise out one of the freeways, and 40 miles from there, you're right in the heart of beautiful downtown Geneva.
So you're far enough away from the lake to be maybe seeing a little peak of sunshine right now.
Yeah, you know what? It's a slight peak, exactly.
Yeah.
A little overcast, but...
What's your favorite spot for breakfast out there?
Well, I tell you what, Amy and I are... We went vegan, whole... plant-based whole food about 5 years ago. So our favorite place for breakfast is to cook something vegan up here at home, and then we go out and explore. But I mean, there's dozens of places for everyone to eat. Even vegan options are available, of course. But I can name probably two dozen lovely places for breakfast here in Geneva.
I read something about Geneva being home to more than 100 restaurants. Wow.
That's true. Isn't that something?
Yeah. You got a lot of choices there. And
really do.
Let's see. You're off the Metro West line and the Fox River. Now, it's really beautiful along the Fox River for people who haven't experienced that. What do you like to do spare time-wise in your area?
Well, I think the most enjoyable thing to do, quite frankly, is to just walk, enjoy the environment. We have so much open space in Geneva, not just the Fox River, but also west. We have open space everywhere throughout the community. Just enjoy nature. I mean, what you may or may not be aware is, back in the day, Bob, Geneva, St. Charles, Batavia, it was the vacation spot for Chicagoans.
That makes sense.
They would have a second vacation home out this way. That's why you have such care for the Fox River, its trails, its natural...
Mm-hmm.
environment.
Now, I know there are many festivals and special events that you have in Geneva. What about this summer with the pandemic? What's going to happen?
Well, they're going to be amended, as it were. They're probably not going to be as large as they have been historically, but we are still going to have some celebration and some welcoming of a back to normalcy, as it were, but certainly not on the scale that we're used to. I mean, we attract 500,000 visitors a year. It's unlikely that we'll do so this year, but we're still going to have an opportunity to have a good time, to celebrate, and to hopefully get together safely.
Did you grow up out there?
Well, I've been here 48 years, so that's pretty damn close. I moved here when I was 9, so now I just told you my age.
Where are you from originally?
Born in Oak Park.
Oh, really? No, yeah, so you've always been west of the city.
Absolutely. My dad was a Chicago kid, went to Fenwick High School. My grandmother worked for Mayor Daley. My grandfather worked for the Tribune. And they got out here because of the witness relocation program. So it worked out well.
And as far as businesses and the pandemic, have most of your local independent mom-pa places survived, I hope?
You know, they have. It's certainly been a struggle, and it continues to be a struggle. There's no question about it. I think perhaps the greatest mistake we can make is to assume that, quote, it's all over. And obviously it's not. But our independent businesses, the men and women who own them, the employees who work there, have done exemplary work. And I think perhaps the most celebratory feature is their extraordinary patience and endurance, which continues through this day. So when we talk about shopping local, I mean, now more than ever, that mantra really makes sense.
Yeah, amen to that. And before we let you go, I know you can't mention everybody, but you want to give a shout out to a restaurant or two or a business or two?
Well, yeah, you know, I want to thank those who have not only practiced being safe throughout the pandemic, but also understand giving back to the community. Certainly my friend Brian Gowie, who owns Livia and Gia Mia, our friends over at Nosh, our friends at State Street Diner, they have all been extraordinarily kind to others, their own employees, and have supported those who are in the thick of the fight, as it were, whether it be our healthcare providers and others. So anyone and everyone who wants to visit Geneva and experience the hospitality that I believe we've mastered for 186 years, you're all welcome to do so. And, of course, we'll have our friends from Chicago pay the bill.
Spoken like a true politician out in the,
yeah, exactly.
out in the sticks. You'll be happy to hear about this text we got this morning. I moved to St. Petersburg, Florida, and the only thing I miss about the Chicago area is Geneva. Wish I could bring you here, Mr. Mayor. Can't wait to come back for the Swedish Day Festival. Love you guys so much. How about that?
Oh, my God, that's pretty impressive. I got to thank my mother for that.
I was just going to say, I enjoyed talking to you. It's Kevin R. Burns, the mayor of Geneva, Illinois. Hope to see you out there sooner rather than later.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.